Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 235.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscription management solution helping e-commerce merchants of all sizes launch and scale subscription offerings. The subscription market is predicted to grow to nearly $500 billion by 2025. That's a billion with a B. And as the fastest growing area in commerce, subscription holds tremendous opportunities to build a community of customers who share your values. Now, Recharge powers the growth of thousands of subscription merchants and their communities, turning one-time transactions into long-term customer relationships. With subscriptions, merchants are able to experience predictable revenue, increased customer loyalty, and higher average order values. Whether you're a direct-to-consumer business or an omni-channel brand, subscriptions strengthen your brand's relationships with your customers and make it easy for consumers to make repeat purchases. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. Get started today with a subscription payment solution trusted by over 45 million subscribers worldwide. You can check them out at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there, it's Steve Hutt, and welcome back to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think there are 240-some episodes now. You can stream those directly from ecommercefastlane.com. So amazing partners in our ecosystem, like today. Well, in today's episode, my guest is Michael Pritchard, who's the CEO and founder of a company called Skafos, and that's spelled S-K-A-F-O-S, Skafos.ai. And they work with forward-thinking brands on Shopify really to help or stop shoppers from endlessly scrolling and leaving their online stores unhappy. What happens is their platform simply asks the shopper what they like or dislike with a given product and then gives them a product mix that they want to see exactly at that moment. They're going to use a new term. They're going to call it product discovery platform, but it really is for the modern Shopify brand and for the modern, I'd call it even the social media generation, which is kind of used to swiping and so interesting. It's a very unique platform. I'm excited to have him on the show today to share exactly, and that's what the show is all about. It really is there anything new and exciting in the marketplace right now that maybe you can get early adoption on this product? He's getting product market fit, but maybe you as the brand, you get access to this tool early on before others get it, and then you can get some extra traction out of it also. So hi, Michael. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. So I'd love to hear in your own words, because I mean, I've read the website, had the demo, I've read a few case studies. So I have a kind of a cursory knowledge of what the tool does. And it's very interestingly unique in the quote unquote, the personalization world, but it really is much more different than that. So I'd love to hear in your own words about the sort of, I don't know, problems that you're solving or any challenges in the marketplace today that you feel your platform is filling in these gaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to be upfront, we came about this from the shopper's point of view. This really was birthed from personal frustration that we have with e-com and primarily with the fact that, you know, while we want to buy something online, which obviously is the future, it is what it is, right? We all understand what it is, but it seems that a lot of e-commerce brands sort of follow a traditional workflow, which is really not built for how people interact in real life, you know? And when I mean by that is that, you know, I got frustrated by going to a site, getting that endless infinite scroll of products to sort through, or I'm given a search box to look for something, which I may not even know how to describe, or I'm giving a set of filters that honestly, sometimes I'm like, I must be a merchandiser to understand what this is. How do I make the experience more pleasant for me, the shopper? And that's really what we came from. And what we do is that we try to establish essentially a conversation between the brand and the shopper. And we do it based on really simple interactions by, you know, simply just asking, like I said before, like, you know, like asking the shopper, do you like this or don't you like this? And what that does is it lets us quickly figure out what you're looking for at that moment. And so what we solve for, you know, which I guess is your more direct question, is really kind of helping you, the brand or merchant, help the shopper in a delightful way in that they don't leave, right? Because the simplest path for most folks, if they get frustrated, they're going to leave. And when they leave, it's going to be really hard for you to get them back. So we're trying ways, you know, to improve that experience. And we're also, for what it's worth, trying to enhance traditional personalization systems, right? So I'm hoping that most folks on this call are using a recommender, even Shopify's out of the box recommender. If not, you know, please do, because data shows that it does work. The challenge with them, though, is that a lot of times we don't know much about the shopper, nor do we have enough data as an individual sort of merchant to really, you know, to get those past a certain point. So there's diminishing returns. And what we're doing at Skafos is finding ways to get more information from the shopper to basically enhance those recommendation systems. So at the end of the day, I mean, we're just trying to improve the shopping experience in general. So
I love that. You know, so let's talk a little about the origin story. It's always fascinating to me, like why people, I know you said it's out of your own personal frustration of kind of what's going on from filters and merchandising. And that part I agree, but I think it's got to be a lot more than just personal frustration to think, okay, well, I'm going to get a team together and I'm going to build a piece of SaaS to solve that problem. It's fine to have your own challenges with it, but to make a business out of it on the other end is another interesting conversation. So I just like, how did the pieces come together with the founding team? Like where did the desire and the expert, like the technical expertise come from to even know that there is a problem, but then you have the power and the people to actually build this thing?
Well, we didn't originally start as an e-com focused business. We actually started out as a data science company. In particular, we were working on data science tools for data scientists to be able to quickly deploy their AI into the business. You know, long story short, you know, for those of you that are entrepreneurs and know this lifestyle, we were, you know, quickly figuring out that we didn't have product market fit in that space. And also, to be honest with you, we were competing against, you know, companies that have raised about $250 million. So on. So we were playing in a completely, you know, very interesting space, which, you know, it is what it is. Now, what happened was one of our examples was the ability for our platform to build and deploy visual AI models to apps, actually. And we built a demo app that was a camera search. So you could take a picture of someone's shoe, for example, and it would find it within a catalog. And that kind of led us down this path of, well, actually what happened was Apple started getting interest in it. And then we started talking to some retailers. And then next thing you know, we were doing one of our first POCs or proof of concepts with a retailer around camera search. And that kind of got us in the realm of like, well, that's really great. And we could talk about that at another time if you want, what camera search really does. But what happened was we started thinking about if humans, you know, shop with their eyes, which we do, right? We can identify images in less than 13 milliseconds, by the way. You know, how can we start to use the technology to provide a better experience for the shop? And so we ended up, you know, kind of seeing some things that actually Amazon was doing. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on this show, but you know, Amazon, some interactive stuff that they've been working on. And with one of our customers, early customers, we decided to kind of mix this idea of interactivity with visual AI to produce one of our first products, which we called Product Finder, which was very much a widget that gave you a set of product images and you would like and dislike them. And based on those interactions, we would flip products to help you find what you wanted. So like that, we started getting much heavier into that. And right before the pandemic, we decided to put all our efforts into this space and build this platform just based on the data we were getting back. And so that's the origin story in a sense. So basically, we're a data science company and we have a set of technology that we feel can really help drive a better experience.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting too. Like I've went through to a few of the sites that are live with your tool and it's very interesting. I'm just going to try to walk people through and I'm sure we'll dig deeper in a few minutes, but it's so interesting where there's a link that says see similar. And so if you're looking at something and I click on the see similar link from within the collection page, some magic is happening. Explain to us what happens for, like, it looks like you have your badging that's superimposed in the kind of in the right-hand corner of this particular vendor, and they're showing some jewelry right now. So let's say people are liking a certain one, see similar. What's happening on this page now once I click it? Because a little green check mark pops up, but what else is going on?
So, you know, we've learned a lot in the past 2 years, and we can get into the details of what actually works, what doesn't work. But what that's doing is basically, you know, what we're trying to do is stop the scroll. And you'll see us say that a lot, right? So what we're trying to do is it's on the PLP, right? The listing page. And so the idea here, as a shopper is looking at that PLP or listing page, say there's a particular diamond ring they sort of like, right? Or a dress or a shoe or, you know, a couch, whatever it is. We're giving them the ability to tell us, hey, you know, show me more like this, right? See similar. And when you click that, we're basically asking our platform to give you back results that are most similar to that particular product. So then you'll kind of see the PLP kind of rearrange itself a little bit when you do that. So that's what's really happening there.
Mm, very cool. Yeah, I love that. I'll make sure I put links to a lot of these. I know there's a few links in your website, I guess, for different case studies and stuff. I'm going to put a lot of those in there too. But let's talk a bit about, it is a visual kind of tool. I know we're trying to stop the scroll and getting people to be more engaged with the product. So that part I understand, kind of devil's advocate here, but isn't Scaffolds really like a kind of another product recommender that's kind of available out in the marketplace right now?
That's a great question. And it, you know, to be frank, is actually interesting to us in that, like, when people ask us, what are you, right? And I've thought a lot about this, obviously, from a product messaging. You know, obviously, we have to figure out how to sell our product so we can obviously pay the bills. And we were calling ourselves Product Discovery, which is really about helping customers find, you know, what the product state they want, right? And that in itself does involve recommendations, right? So to be, you know, completely frank with you, you know, we're not quite just another product recommender. I would say we actually enhance product recommendation. What we do, you know, of course, we're using algorithms underneath the covers that are very traditional recommenders, which, by the way, most, and I might get shot for saying this, most recommendation systems use a lot of the similar algorithms, to be frank with you, right? And that's great. And we use them too. And so we can basically serve up an initial sorting based on these different algorithmic sort of approaches. But what we do that's different is that we are now giving the shopper, or giving the merchant, the ability to essentially ask the shopper, am I close to what you want, right? As opposed to just guessing and hoping that I show you something that you want at that moment. We're giving the shopper the ability to interact and tell us what they want. So at the end of the day, you know, are we a product recommender? Sure. But what we really are is a more modern way to give your customers more power, more agency, essentially, to discover product. And so I don't think we're just another recommender. I think we're an improved recommender.
And you're right. I mean, you made a comment like early on this recording that, you know, if you're not already using either some native things built into Shopify's themes on online store 2.0 or a third party, like think LimeSpot, think Nosto, think Rebuy Engine, think about Obvio, think Fast Simon. I mean, there's lots of, I mean, we've had all these guys on the show. They're building some really interesting merchandising search tools. But what's yours is like decidedly different, where you're letting the customer, you know, vote with their thumb, so to speak, and saying, yes, I want to find things that are similar to this. And then as part of their discovery process of the brand, like if they're looking, like you said, let's say you're looking at some shoes, like let's say running shoes, for example, but you want to see all the white leather shoes. Well, as soon as you see a pair, then click that button similar, then all of a sudden it populates based on what's in that catalog of what else is available on that collection page. And I think that's quite interesting. Instead of maybe using the, as you said, if you're not a merchandiser, do you really even know how to use the left filters by brand and type and product and swatches and all these different things, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all valuable stuff. So I don't want to tell anyone never to do that. And all those companies, you know, products that you mentioned are all fantastic products. I mean, we're just saying, look, let's, instead of trying to always push to the customer, like, you know, we're trying to drive people down this funnel. It's exactly what we're always trying to do. We're just saying, give the shopper agency and let them tell us, you know, more about what they're actually looking for, which actually in today's world, where we're starting to see pixels being decimated, obviously by Apple, and cookies eventually are going to be phased out. I mean, to be completely frank, like, you're not going to know much about folks that are coming to your store. And our philosophy at Scoffers is like, that's okay. Like, we don't really need to know very much about you. What we need for you to do is interact with our catalog. And as you're interacting with the catalog, we're starting to kind of give you more of that. Almost like when you go into a store, right? Like, if you go into a store and you walk in, the salesperson doesn't run up to you with sex products and says, oh, this is what I thought you like. You know, they actually start to ask you, you know, what are you here for?
Yeah.
You know,
qualifying, you know, questions.
Yeah, you know, like things like that. So like, that's what's different about our platform. And just to be completely open with you, yes, we have C-Similar, we have a visual sorting product. I'm sure we'll talk about this. We also start to improve recommenders. So we actually have interactive recommenders. Well, we do serve, you know, a recommendation based on traditional things like, you know, you may also like, or featured products, you know, all the stuff that, or others buy, you know, all the famous, I'm just called famous. I don't know why I said famous, but you know what I'm saying? All that. But we add another layer of like, you know, tell us more like this or less like this. And I can tell you some really interesting things when you start to give people agency in terms of what the data is telling us.
Yeah, I love the more like this, and then I see what happens. And then you're right, on the page it says, I want more like this, or based on the recommendation engine, this is not my style. And clicking on this is not my style instantly flips it and says, oh, is this more like your style? Yeah, more like this. And it continues down its kind of discovery journey. So it's quite interesting how it works. So maybe let's talk about that. Like, what sort of other features? So we have C-Similar, we've got the more like this and not my style. I guess that would be more the visual sort.
Yeah, visual sort, that's a newer product. So visual sort is basically, as you start to interact with the catalog, the products will start to kind of resort themselves and you'll see them moving around the screen and stuff. And so we're using those, just so you know, in places like, we'll launch it from a banner, for example, like Discover, you know, the perfect couch, right? So it's trying to kind of emulate an assistant in a sense. That's a little bit of a new product that we're testing right now. C-Similar is, you know, like you said, I think we've explained it a couple of times, but it's really, it's, you know, simple concept, like show me more of these, you know, within the thing. Interactive recommenders are just what you might imagine them to be. They're recommendation, you know, slots that give you the customer agency. And we're also releasing for Shopify, by the way, the next week or two, featured products. So you can actually drop an interactive featured product slot on your homepage and things like that. Those are really the big solutions on our platform, you know, at this point.
Lovely, lovely. And so let's maybe pivot a bit over to a story. I think, I don't know, it's interesting with this show. I mean, there's, you know, thousands of founders and marketers that listen each week. And I think there's a lot of common themes. Like I said, top of the show, they have this desire to see what's going on in e-commerce and direct to consumer. And I think it's interesting to me that I think you're onto something very new and unique. And so hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great if you could maybe, you know, let's just talk about a particular brand that maybe has implemented or currently implementing the solution, and like, where were they before? Like, what was their KPI or their business outcome challenge that they even located you and then decided to use you? And then what happened on the other end? I'd like to understand maybe some of the results that happened as it relates to how it's connected to their platform. So
I think that's a great question. And it's true, we are doing something new, which is good and also really difficult as a start. Sometimes, right?
That's what this podcast is for. We're here to educate the market that there is unique things out there. Yes, you need to have table stakes and some of the basics. Have your email, have your SMS, have your on-page and search and all these kind of basic things. Fair enough. But there's also a few other things I think can really differentiate quickly. And yours very well might be one of those solutions. So,
yeah, well, our vision is, you know, delighted shoppers everywhere. I mean, we're trying to change or improve the experience for folks online, right? I mean, at the end of the day, everyone's working really hard to drive traffic, obviously, to their site. They're working on brand story. They're, you know, obviously dealing with inventory and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, not obviously you want to close a sale, but you really want to, you know, a pleasant experience for someone because they want them to come back, right? So like what we're trying to do is like, how do we change that? How do we change, you know, from just getting your pop-up? No, I don't mean bad things about pop-ups, but like, you know, as a shopper, like I go to a site, a pop-up comes up and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on right now? You know, like how do we change that into a more pleasant experience? And that's what we're trying to do. So, you know, I'll tell you about an example. To be completely frank, you know, a lot of our customers right now are those early adopters, right? They're the ones that are like, we're going to be innovative in the space and we are going to work with Scoffers. They believe in us, they believe in our technology, and we're working together to fine-tune this stuff. And I even give you stories about things that didn't work. We have run different types of solutions on our platform that just didn't work, but that's only one way to figure that out is to try it, right? So one of them is one of our favorite customers. They're in Australia. They're called Bevels, and they sell jewelry. And they basically found us through, I mean, like anyone on the planet, we were outbound email marketing, which works, by the way. They, you know, we just happened to hit them at the right time. And at the time, they were doing some, and I just want to be very clear, Steve, I'm not at all dogging any of these technologies. You know, I think everything has got its rightful place and all that. In this case, they were using a quiz. And the challenge they had was that this quiz, which I think, you know, many quizzes are, they're very, I don't want to use the word static, but once you set them up, you know, they're not very dynamic in nature. Like it's like a set of questions that follow a workflow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what happened was that, you know, they were like, look, we are so busy that it's really hard for us to keep up with keeping these quizzes up to date. In fact, they hadn't changed them in over a year. And so here we come and we're like, look, we can provide almost like a Quizlet experience with like this interaction. You don't have to do anything. Like the machine's going to create the workflow based on the interactions with the customer, right? So that's what got them really excited about what we're doing. And so we ended up, you know, signing up. And just so you know, this is before we even had a Shopify app, interestingly enough. And we brought them on board as what we call the launch partner. So we ended up building the Shopify app because of them and some others that we had coming on board. So we decided to release our first solution. I call them solutions. So our platform can power many different types of interactive experiences. And we consider, you know, like C-Similar, Visual Sort, Interactive Product Recommender, Future Products, things like that. We consider those, we call them solutions internally, just so you know what I'm saying. And so we created a solution that we called the Interactive Product Finder, which is, you know, almost like a Tinder for product search, I guess you could say. And we tested that out on their homepage. The good news is it did drive, you know, conversion, right? Well, I would assume what does every merchant want? They want to improve conversion rates, right? They want to improve average order value, I think. Actually, they do. Revenue per visit's nice. And then, you know, lifetime value. Those are the sort of four metrics that, you know, obviously we're trying to tune. So we released the product finder, which actually did pretty well. Like it ended up improving conversion rates. I think it was 104% above, you know, what they normally do. And just so you all know, like we don't just make this up with our own algorithms. We actually feed this into Google's analytics and let their algorithms tell us how well we're doing. So you can compare us with just about everyone. Folks interacted with our platform. It definitely drove conversion rates, right? Which is great. It also drove RPV, the revenue per visit. So we were, you know, not only closing higher, but I think we were driving more people to actually find something they want to purchase. We did have one challenge though, which I'm going to be very open. This is why everyone should work with us because we're a partner for real, is that we were like seeing AOVs drop, which is really interesting. And we're trying to, you know, figure out like what was going on there. And I think what was going on is that we were driving people to product faster than normal. Therefore, they were making a purchase and maybe that's what dropped the AOV. So we've been working on that one. So either way, it was a success. And then they're like, well, this is great. We're going to move off this quiz company and we want to add you in other places. And that's how we started getting into C-Similar. And that improved their conversion rates within the first week. It was crazy, like how people interacted with it. And then we added Interactive Recommender, and I believe we have Frequently Bought together right now on their PDP. And they're really excited about that. They're just a great partner, and we're seeing a lot of really great success with them.
So that's bevels.com.au. I'll put that link in the show notes. We'll throw them some love for those in our Australian and New Zealand market.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, it's good to see like a live Shopify store implementing it. You know, I've gone through it just as you were speaking. I just looped over there and had a peek. And so, yeah, it's pretty neat kind of what they're doing. And I tried the mobile experience too, and it's also really, really cool too. So I'm really enjoying that. So I'm trying to think of anything else that I think is kind of interesting about your tool, because I think, you know, like here you are today, you're early-ish in the Shopify world, but you've been running maybe on other CMSs for a little bit longer than Shopify because your app is fairly new. And that's kind of why I have you on the show today, is because you're new. You know, there's 2 million some merchants now on the Shopify's platform. But yeah, but I think you've had Magento brands and BigCommerce and other CMSs, WooCommerce and stuff, that are implementing this solution. So let's just talk a bit about the current, I guess, range of services that are built into the tool today. Are you able to talk a bit about maybe what the North Star is for the remainder of 22? It's always, it just feels warm and fuzzy just to hear, okay, here's what we're building right now, and we're really good at it right now, but, you know, is there a public roadmap? Is there a merchant frustrations tool? Like, how are people giving public feedback about what's next to build? I just want to throw that back to you about, you know, what the future is looking like.
That's a great question, and it's actually, it's a probably a hard question for any product company, right? Like, what are you working on? I think, you know, at Skafos, we spent the past, you know, year and a half building this platform, really, like really building it, right? So I think, you know, for us in 2022, like, I forget what year I'm in, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Good old COVID. Anyway, in 2022, I'm like, what year is this right now? Yeah, in 2022, you know, what we're focused on now is how do we refine our offering to help our customer, you know, succeed, right? So we are spending a lot more time focused on improving metrics, right? So what are those? Again, it's conversion rates, right? We want to be able to have a positive effect for our customers, you know, top line and bottom line. I mean, why else are we there? You know, we want to improve AOV, which we have techniques to do, RPV, and of course, a lifetime value. So we're probably less building now as more to refining and improving to make that happen. We're also doing more things around connecting the data and insights that we have to different parts of the business. And so, you know, one example is we're working with unfortunately, they're not a Shopify customer. They're actually on WooCommerce, but we're working with them to start to take the data and the insights that we're actually unlocking, which we're going to talk about in a second, and pushing those into other parts of the business. So for example, we're going to push how people are interacting based on their, you know, so just so you know, I'm going to back up a little bit. Like we are gathering a set of information that was never possible before. So we're not only do we see what people are clicking on, for example, we're also getting feedback if they like it or don't like it. And by the way, fun fact, when someone says no to something, I have a blog post on this, the conversion rate triples. It's crazy. So when you give people the power to say, I don't want to see these right now, like it seems to give them, we have a theory on this and I'll study the article, but like it actually drives conversion much higher than the other way, which is pretty wild. That said, you know, what we're doing now is we're taking this information, like these interactions, and we've created essentially a sentiment score, a product sentiment score, almost like what you'd find with brands with NPS. You know, we actually can apply that to products. And what you're doing with that is we're able to kind of overlay that to over things like, you know, how many times have you shown this product? And if you see products with higher sentiment, you're not showing them a lot, we can start to boost those up in the stream for customers, right? And so we're starting to see a lot of our current, you know, partners for us are our customers, by the way, you know, customers starting to use this information in things like their inventory, fulfillment, planning, and things like that. So that's one example of how we want to start providing more value to the customer. And we're also, hopefully this year, starting to kind of push into the marketing tool, right? So being able to kind of take some of the information, use it for remarketing, obviously, things like that. Those are the big pushes for us. It's like improve the product in that we're hitting criteria for our partners and then figure out how we can use our data and insights to improve the business even more.
Lovely. Lovely. That's great. So I just want to pivot a bit over into, I'm going to call them like interesting vantage points, because I think it almost seems like every SaaS founder, they have a unique position because they're directly communicating with merchants, like on a day-to-day basis. And that's what's kind of, you know, upgrading your tool. And you really are building for your customers, helping them with all these, I'm going to call these winning KPIs that you were just mentioning, with a good strategy and aligning your numbers and, you know, and just keep improving these sorts of things, right? But I'm just curious if you have any advice that you could give. It could be a strategy or a tactic, could be, you know, using your tool or not, but it just, their brands are really eager that listen to the show. They really want to move the needle. They want to grow their e-commerce businesses. And I'm just curious to see, adding your tool is certainly a good starting point to differentiate, because, you know, you can get that sort of thing. But I'm curious, like, what you're seeing on your end, maybe from a shopper's perspective, maybe what's unique, or maybe from a merchant perspective, maybe.
I am very open. Like, we're not a tool for everyone. You know, I think just to close that off a little bit, like, obviously, I don't want everyone to use this, but, you know, we work much better with products that people make judgments based on visual, right? So, like, clothing, apparel, jewelry, you know, home goods, things like that. So while I, you know, I'm like, everybody use us, let's be real that we're not 100% for everyone. Your question of what I'm seeing or what I perspective, I think, you know, coming at it from a merchant point of view, I would say that I would be thinking about, and maybe these are table stakes and you could tell me, site speed, right? Super important. You know, I come from the digital world. I come from mobile, actually. And, you know, if you take a certain amount of time for something to happen, people are going to leave. If you were going to go the path of least resistance, which may not be your store. So site speed, hugely important. We touched on this earlier in this conversation, and I'm going to tell you that recommenders do move the needle. Like, we have data on that. And so at the very least, you know, use Shopify's, you know, capability to do it, or use us or use Avvio or LiveSpot or whoever. Just make sure you're doing that. I also feel there's so many tools now to run tests like really quickly and cheaply. Like, you know, you can do it with Google Analytics and Google Optimize, and you can run a set of tests to see, you know, what's working and what's not working. I would be thinking about that. At a very more tactical point of view, I think that social shopping is extremely effective and it's going to grow. So thinking about those channels and how you leverage, you know, social shopping, I think if I was a merchant, I'd be thinking about that. So there's a sort of my merchant perspective. I mean, from a shopper, very simply, just don't make it too hard on me. You know, try to think about the fact that I'm coming to your site. I don't want a lot of stuff in my way. So
yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree with you on the social selling part. I mean, hence the reasons why Shopify has, you know, led the market with Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Pinterest, and kind of, you know, directly align themselves, you know, buy from within video now on YouTube, all thanks to our connections with these social networks. Shop Pay is, you know, partnered up, is that their business partner is Stripe. And so the gateway is there. And so everything just works. And I think that's something that, you know, for those that have not thought about or have not turned on that channel in your admin for social selling, like, you know, there are direct sales channels available from within your admin that you can start building your business and selling directly through the social networks. I mean, it is a little bit of rented land, fair enough, but that there's lots of people in these different audience. I know we're all trying to drive traffic to our sites, but it's also by getting out there and influencer sharing things and you sharing things and maybe some small ads and things around these different networks. You'd be really surprised what people can discover and buy from within app. So interesting.
I think that's it, discovery, right? I mean, I've bought so many things off of like Instagram ads. It's crazy. Like, just, you know, and this is anecdotally speaking, I'm sure the data backs this up, but, you know, even my neighbors and I joke around of all the stuff that we've discovered and bought based on these like shoppable ads, so to speak, or within these social environments. I think if you're not taking advantage of that, you're missing I wouldn't even say it's that hard of an opportunity. You're just missing it, and you need to go where people are, and that's where they are.
Absolutely. So let's talk about where people can go now that they understand that, you know, there's this tool available. It's new to the market. There's a Shopify app available. I guess, what's the call to action today? We've heard this. We see what you're kind of doing. It's very unique. So it's leading edge for those that are very keen to try something new. It's probably worth a test. And so maybe you can let us know where you want to send people today.
Definitely worth a test. And I think for your listeners only, you know, what I'd like to do is, you know, our website, skafos.ai. So you can go there. We're going to create a page with you as well, which is going to be awesome. If you're coming to us from this podcast, you know, just mention, you know, Steve or whatever. And what we'll do is, like, you know, we'll get on the phone with you personally, just go through your site and just run an audit to kind of see if we make sense or not for you. You know, we're happy to do that. We don't do that with everyone, just for what it's worth. Actually, we don't do it. But for, I think that'd be a great way for us to start, because, you know, I'm going to be the first person to tell you that we're not going to work, or we're going to work on your site. But at the very least, we can discuss, you know, more in depth about how to do that. I think that'd be a great way to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. What I'll do is I'll make a landing page. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Skafos. That will redirect to your landing page. And there we'll have, I guess, there are going to be two offers. One, I know we just chatted in the green room before recording. I understand you want to talk about a little bit of a side topic, but it's an NFT kind of opportunity.
Yeah. So, you know, that's another way to get more stuff from us. So we, you know, like everyone on the planet, we're fascinated by crypto and NFTs and all that stuff. And so we were having a little fun. You know, we wanted to, one, showcase some of the more futuristic uses of our platform, so to speak, right? You know, because like, we can't ask merchants to change their entire sites. We decided to kind of test some different ideas. And so we built a site called Shop, shopnft.skafos.ai, which is really a way to kind of run through these 10,000 NFTs that we created that we call Pandemic Panda, in celebration of coming out of the pandemic, right? So you go there, you can start to interact with the catalog, and then you claim your NFT, and we'll basically give you an NFT for free. And if you have that NFT, you get an upgraded support from us as you know use our products. But either way, it's just a fun way to kind of explore how we work.
It is fun. Actually, I'm going through it right now and
looking at get one.
It's cool. And if you don't know much about the blockchain, Shopify is working really hard also right now with minting and dropping product. I have quite a few brands now that are in NFT market right now that are doing extremely well. And we're even able to block a lot of the bots and stuff too. So it allows people to actually, the real customers actually buy instead of maybe getting bots to be buying some of the more important ones, I guess. But it's interesting. Yeah. So that'll be shopnft.scaphos.ai. All these links will be in the show notes for sure. I'll have all this lined up for you. Thank you so much for getting on the show today. It always makes me feel good when I know you already have product market fit and traction on other CMSs, but whenever you're new in the Shopify world, it's always interesting to start having these conversations like, hey, wait a second, others and other CMSs are seeing value over the years in what you're building. And now it's time for the Shopify world to understand that, hey, it's worth a test. That's what we're going to do. The show notes will have a link to that landing page, at least quick audit. See if there's fit for your product collection. If there is, you're extreme. I've looked, and so it's phenomenal what you're building. I think people that get in early, they also get kind of grandfathered in, and like so it's one of those things. So I think it's great. But once again, thank you for sharing your knowledge and your vision and kind of giving back now to the Shopify ecosystem.
Yeah, we love Shopify, and you know, we're just trying to learn how to be good partners. So love to talk to anyone.
Absolutely. Me included. Yeah, that's cool.
And me, you included, especially.
All right. Well, have yourself a great day, Michael.
All right, have a good day.
All right, take care. Today's episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscriptions payment solution for Shopify brands. Thousands of merchants use subscriptions powered by Recharge to grow their business and their communities by increasing average order value, reducing churn, and providing predictable recurring revenue. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. You can check them out today at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.